The last person executed at Sudbury Jail in 1956 is buried in an unmarked grave at Park Lawn Cemetery in the city's West End. Robert Bruce Ducharme. Most instances use this spelling, but at least one newspaper account, in the Calgary Herald, has the spelling as Ducharme, died a lonely death. His family did not visit before he was hanged for the murder of teacher Steve Klapowczyk. The hanging took place June 15, just after midnight. No one claimed his body. The late Sudbury historian William E. McLeod wrote a book, Murder in the Schoolhouse, Sudbury, Ontario's Last Hanging in 2007, about the case. Klapowczyk, 21, who was originally from Timmins, taught in a one-room school in Dalton, a small village west of Chapleau. He lived in rooms attached to the school. He developed a romantic relationship with Ducharme, a 23-year-old CPR maintenance worker, and they soon moved in together. Shortly afterwards, in early December 1954, Klapowczyk and Ducharme quarreled. The argument may have been about a visit from Klapowczyk's friend, John, Red, Nagel. According to McLeod, in the early morning of Saturday, December 4, Klapowczyk was working at his desk in the school. Ducharme used Klapowczyk's .22 caliber rifle to shoot him through one of the school's windows and then hid the body under some boards beside the building. He quickly took the train out of town and headed to his parents' home in Hamilton. The next day, Nagel arrived in Dalton and called the police to report his friend was missing. Klapowczyk's body was discovered a week later. Children were playing near the school when the body was found. One child was so traumatized that he never went back to school and never did learn to read and write. No classes were ever held in the school building again and it was demolished, wrote McLeod. Some villagers thought Nagel might be the murderer, but there is no evidence in the police files that he was considered a suspect. Nagel was killed in an accident at Renabi Mine in January 1955. Ducharme was a suspect from the beginning and he was arrested in Hamilton on December 11, 1954, the same day the Klapowczyk's body was discovered. He went on trial May 16, 1955, in Sudbury. 4 days later, the jury took 4 hours to return a verdict of guilty. Ducharme was sentenced to death. The defense lawyer filed an appeal, which was heard in Toronto. A new trial was ordered by the Ontario Court of Appeal because of prosecutorial and judicial errors. A new judge and a new Crown attorney were sent from Toronto to Sudbury to preside at the new trial, which started February 21, 1956. The case went to the jury on March 1 and after 5 hours of deliberation, another guilty verdict was returned. A second appeal was denied. The murder trial had been followed closely in Sudbury. A significant crowd gathered outside the jail after midnight June 15, 1956, when Ducharme was executed. The Daily newspaper reported, more than 70 people crowding the sidewalk, and 16 cars, most full of teenaged girls, were parked on both sides of the street near the jail, their occupants' eyes darting across the broad lawn to the well-lighted jail. There were 5 other hangings at Sudbury Jail. Wassel Daybick, 34, a Copper Cliff laborer was convicted for the murder of Mary Corinluck, 21, in the spring of 1916. Corinluck was bludgeoned with an axe outside a King Street boarding house. Peter Mile hanged December 12, 1929, for the downtown Sudbury shooting death of his common-law wife, Rose Karas. Tom Pornomarenko, 47, was executed January 22, 1938, for killing Sudbury policeman Fred Davidson. The hanging was the first one in the new jail building. Alpha Eddie Prue, 26, lost his life January 9, 1945. For the beating death of Joseph Denny of Capriel. Adelard Latour, 50, a bushworker, hanged May 22, 1951, for the stabbing death of Cecile Rainville, 23, in her Van Horn Street basement apartment. The death penalty was abolished in Canada in 1976. Ronald Turpin and Arthur Lucas, the last two people to hang in Canada, were executed for murder at Don Jail in Toronto in 1962. The death penalty was permitted until 1998 under the National Defense Act for members of the military found guilty of cowardice, desertion, unlawful surrender, or spying for the enemy. Vicky Gilhula is a freelance writer in Sudbury. Then and Now is made possible by our Community Leaders Program. Sources: William E. McLeod, Murder in the Schoolhouse, Sudbury, Ontario's Last Hanging, 2007. The Sudbury Star, Michael Whitehouse, 50 Years Ago, It Was an Eye for an Eye, November 18, 2001.